Week 4 Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet. Joined alongside me right now is head coach Brett Plattner from the Jackson Heights Cobras, coach of the boys team. Since the last time we spoke, a couple of games there on the schedule. McClough Bulldogs, victory of 60-39. Victory also over Horton, 57-32. That extended Jackson Heights to a three-game winning streak. And unfortunately, they all lost this week against the Troy Trojans, a final of 62-42. Coach, three games since the last time we talked. What can you tell me about this last contest for you and your team?
Yeah, as far as, you know, before break was concerned with the McClough game, we were able to generate some positive momentum going into break and really had a balanced scoring effort at McClough versus a team that's young but improving, you know, every game, every time. Like I said, we were able to have a balanced scoring effort, decent defensive effort, and come out with a nice victory headed into Christmas break. And then we took a couple days off because we had a quick swing from football to basketball season, so I thought it was important, you know, not only the players but the coaches to get some needed rest as well. Picked it up on the back half after Christmas there with some four straight practices headed into the new year that I thought were really good practices, and we were able to learn and grow and implement some new and different stuff that, you know, the guys worked hard, and, you know, I complimented their effort and their attention to detail over break, and thought we did a good job there. Brought that into Horton on the second, and, you know, why the performance wasn't necessarily, you know, our peak performance, we were able to, you know, come out on the right end of things and score enough and do enough defensively to get the job done. And then I thought we took a little bit of a step back last night versus Troy, just weren't able to, you know, execute and get things going on the offensive end quite enough. And defensively, probably one of our lesser efforts of the year as far as things are concerned. So those things happen over the course of a long basketball season where you're going to get the ebbs and flows of the game, and you're not going to play well one night, and, you know, 3 days later you may play your best game of the season. So that'll be the message headed into practice this week, because, you know, we have some tough games coming up against some high-quality league competition. So we got to flip the page quick, learn from that experience, and hopefully move on. But credit to Troy. They had a good game plan last night.
Oh, yeah, and looking before that loss against Troy, you're on a three-game winning streak. You had the win against Onega, McClough, Horton. A part of that, there was a really impressive performance by the young man, Devin Montgomery, against Horton, putting up 24 points. What really went well in that three-game winning streak that can be applied here to the rest of this season, you know, going forth?
Yeah, we were able to share and generate good movement with the basketball, and, you know, there's a couple guys that stand out point-wise, but really it was a collective effort to get those guys, you know, open and get them in the right opportunities to score. We were moving the basketball well, like I said, but ultimately being aggressive and attacking the space that the defense was providing, and that's certainly, like you said, highlighted by Devin's 24 points, and, you know, he's certainly capable of that and continuing to learn and continuing to get better at the varsity level. And, you know, we got several other guys on this team that are ready to step up and break out at a moment's notice. It's just, you know, who's going to get the right opportunities, who's going to get the shots, and hopefully we can convert.
Looking ahead at your upcoming schedule, Riverside this Friday. You also have Riverside next Thursday, but we'll talk about that next week. But again, Riverside this Friday, Oskaloosa next Tuesday. Talk to me about these upcoming Northeast Kansas League games, and how are you going to battle out these teams and get back into the winning column?
Yeah, like you said, the message the rest of the week here headed into Friday is going to be that of, you know, being able to bounce back and rebound. And, you know, Riverside's going to be a tough opponent for us, certainly a team that's expected to be at the top half of the NEKL, and we're going to have our best effort come forth Friday, because, like I said, it's a well-coached and talented team, and Coach Herbster over there has them always organized and ready to go. So certainly going to be a challenge for us Friday, but we're excited for that opportunity. And then we turn around on Tuesday and face a really talented Oskaloosa team as well that has a couple guys that, you know, if you're not paying attention to the scout or you're not doing things properly on defense, can get you for 30. And we need to certainly execute on offense, because they have length on both of these teams, and if we're lazy with passes, they'll jump the passing lanes, and they can score in bunches and get in a hurry, and we certainly don't want that to happen. So two good opponents coming up. Like I said, we're excited for the challenge, and, you know, we're going to kind of see where we fit in here before the midseason tournament at Nemaha.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Again, good luck here on these upcoming games for you, and again, thank you for jumping in here and joining us.
Yep, thanks as always, Brendan.
That was head coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights Cobras. The boys team, again, upcoming here on the schedule for the Jackson Heights Cobras as Riverside on Friday, Tuesday next week against Oskaloosa. This locker room chat's been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Healthcare Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer's Stand Bank in Holton, and Ron's Kirk's Body Shop.